Grace and peace are yours in abundance in your knowledge of God and your Savior, Jesus Christ. God's word comes to us today from the gospel lesson taken from the fourth chapter of Mark, where in verse 30, Jesus says, "With what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable shall we use for it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when sown on the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade." This is God's word. The kingdom of God is like a mustard seed. It's a simple comparison. The kingdom of God is like a tiny seed that eventually grows up into a very large plant. It starts small, ends up tall. From a historical perspective, we can see the truth of Jesus' words. One teacher and 12 disciples changed the world forever. Long before the era of instant communication, Jesus told his disciples to make followers of all nations. Now, any reasonable person would have concluded that this was a ridiculous idea. There's no way something like this could ever be done. Except it was. Today, there are people around the world who trust in Jesus and follow him. The tiny seed has grown explosively. However, this mustard seed story has even more to say to us. It can help us find God's kingdom in the right places. It can help us to recognize the hand of God at work, which, to be truthful, is sometimes hard for us to see. Again, what does Jesus want us to notice in this comparison? It's that a teeny, tiny seed becomes a huge bush. In some cases, mustard seed plants grow to be 14 feet tall. In pointing out this sharp contrast, Jesus seems to be saying, "Don't ever underestimate my kingdom. It may not look like much, but it is packed with power and life. It may not look like anything is happening, but in the end, you will see what I can do." And here's where our lesson really begins. If the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed, and Jesus said it is, then that means that it starts out small. It seems tiny. It looks insignificant. The thing that it's trying to accomplish may seem ridiculous and even impossible. God's kingdom can seem to offer very little. A splash of water on the head. A little round wafer and a sip of wine. People who are just like me. Lots of words from an old book. And though those words may be old and seem insignificant, though they may seem to have nothing to do with solving the problem that I'm going through, though those words may seem like a tiny voice drowned out by many larger, louder ones, those words about Jesus are the mustard seed. They are packed with power and life. From this seed, something totally new and unexpected can take root and grow. That something new is faith in Jesus. The surprising Spirit-led ability to trust in Jesus for life and for forgiveness and for meaning in my everyday tasks. When you think about it, Jesus himself could be compared to a mustard seed. When he was born in Bethlehem, it was like a little mustard seed being planted in the ground. Hardly anyone noticed, except for the angels and a few shepherds. By worldly standards, it was an insignificant event. As Jesus grew up, he tried to tell anyone who would listen that he had been sent from the Father to give his life for the world. It all seemed impossible. Especially when Jesus was executed on a cross. Surely, this had been one big tragic mistake. Jesus' death marked the end of another life played out on planet Earth. But the seed had not stopped growing. On that first Easter, the earth shook as a living Lord exploded from his grave. The great tree of life continued to grow as he ascended into heaven and sent his Holy Spirit to his friends, and they began preaching his words with fire and passion. And 2,000 years later, the kingdom of God still preaches repentance leading to the forgiveness of sins in Jesus' name. From one tiny seed, the redemption of the world has grown. Jesus himself started small, born of a human mother in the animal's stable. And he ends up tall, lifted up high on a cross, raised up from the dead, taken up into heaven to govern our world until he returns. This is the principle by which our God operates. From humble and almost embarrassing beginnings, he works remarkable growth by connecting people to his Son, Jesus. With that splash of water on the head and his own name attached, God adopts a person as his own and gives them the gift of trust in Jesus. With that round wafer and sip of wine, Jesus delivers his body and blood into ours, so that we never need doubt that our sins are really forgiven. With words from an old book, God speaks. He creates things. And he even uses people just like us to carry out his work of compassionate service. I was reminded of this time and time again on our youth group mission trip this past week. Of course, the people we help directly, we pray that they saw Jesus in us, but countless other little contact points happen as well. People, young people from our group would go into a store, and the person serving them would say, "What are you doing here?" And they'd say, "Well, we're in town for our church's mission trip. We're helping people in the Altoona area." And they'd say, "Oh, really? Oh, that's great." Seeds planted. Seeds that when they grow may just, in fact, change the world. Of course, when it comes to God using ordinary people, we have the occasion to think about fathers today. If you had or still have a good father, today is a day to be thankful. A loving father is a great gift, one not to be underestimated in terms of developing and growing a person. And if the truth is you didn't have the greatest dad in the world, or there's not much good you can even think to say about him, the truth is you do have a perfect father. The father to whom you pray in the prayer that His Son taught you. The secret of the mustard seed is that God will always provide the growth He wants. It may sometimes look like that seed is too tiny. Or as you look at the place where that seed was planted, it may seem like nothing's going on. But someday, it'll be harvest time. It starts small, but ends up tall by the power that enables God to do all things. Would you please pray with me? Holy Father, we thank You for the words of Your Son today that compare Your kingdom to a very humble, small mustard seed that by all accounts doesn't look like much, doesn't look like it could ever amount to anything, and yet by Your amazing power that You have built into creation, that little plant grows up to be a huge place in which Your creation can take shelter. Your kingdom is like that, Father. It always seems small and insignificant, but does things that surprise us. The growth, Lord, is Yours to provide. And we pray that You would provide it wherever Your word is present, wherever Your gifts are being given away. And allow us to participate in that growth however You want. May we come before You today and receive Your gifts and leave here knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that our every sin is forgiven through the blood of Your Son, Jesus Christ, and that You have named us sons and daughters. And may that give us the confidence and the peace that we need. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen.